Now, the rest of the story. Takes a while to accumulate statistics, even longer to evaluate them, but there are trends, as reported by the National Institute on Drug Abuse, for example. And the trends in drug use among college students are encouraging. The period under study is 1980 through 1987, and what do you know? In the category of any illicit drug, a decline among college students in the abuse thereof. From 1980 through 1984, 56% to 45%, followed by a leveling from 84 to 86, and then a significant decline from 45% to 40% between 1986 and 87. Drug use and misuse is down. Individual drugs reflect similar trends. Marijuana, for example, LSD use has declined most quickly over one three-year period. Use of barbiturates was already quite low among college students in 1980, but it fell by more than half to 1.3% in 1985. Tranquilizer use declined by half in the period 1980 to 84. And what's this? My goodness. College students, after demonstrating a relatively stable pattern in cocaine use between 1980 and 86, have shown a decline in the use of that drug in 1987, from 17% to 14%. How does that relate to the following newspaper headline? University of Pennsylvania students use drugs, says coroner. Nearly three-fourths of University of Pennsylvania students take stimulants for exams. One dead. That's a quote. Well, here's what led to the expose. Leroy Scott of Denver, a senior at the University of Pennsylvania's medical school, was found unconscious in one of the school's dormitories, and subsequently he died. Coroner Ford says the boy's death was caused by hypodermic injections of morphine and a further oral dose of acetanilid. Coroner Ford is quoted further saying, "We have discovered that nearly three-quarters of the students in the college are drug users." He said that his statement applied not only to members of the medical department, but to practically every department in the college. While most students are not regular users, nearly all, he said, use some stimulant during examination time. During the investigation surrounding the death of student Scott, the coroner's investigators determined that the favorite drug of students is strychnine. Before examinations, they cram for nights at a time and then enter the examination room chuck full of strychnine. Coroner Ford says it's a wonder we have not had more sudden deaths. Dr. Alan J. Smith, professor of pathology, dean of the medical department at the University of Pennsylvania, declared that he has no knowledge of any such extensive drugging as that reported by the coroner. Dr. Hobart Hare, who saw young Scott before he died, said, "So far as the reports of the morphine or similar habits among the students of Pennsylvania is concerned, I don't believe a word of it." But Dr. Hare conceded, "To be sure, there is on campus misuse of drugs," end quote. This scandal at the University of Pennsylvania was not considered sufficiently significant even to make page one when it was reported by the New York Sunday World, November 29, 1910. Now you know the rest of the story.